are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea. All right, everybody, welcome back to your favorite podcast, I hope. No Dumb Idea. We sometimes we'll start this off a little silly, a little wacky, but we're gonna be straightforward today, because we're gonna be playing a little thought-provoking game, so we can all really yap and talk at you for a little bit. This is No Dumb Idea, where we give our opinions, play games, and do improv with everything related to comic books, video games, movies, and entertainment media in general. And I'm joined by, our amazing co-hosts here. We've got...
Dibbleding. Oh.
He sounded like...
they're so insane.
Yeah, he sounded like freaking a Smash Bros. Select, the way you said that.
Oh, nice.
Gibbleding.
Or you do the thing where you do Pikachu and then Ness right
the
after.
The Grinch. Like
Peter Griffin.
Lois.
Van Gogh.
Cow and chicken.
Cow and chicken.
God damn.
That's exactly how it would be. Yeah.
You're reminding me of like middle school when everyone's like, did you know fucking so and so's and Goku's in Smash or Mallow from RPG? Kid like that. That's so fucking.
Yeah. You know, in Japan, they Goku and Superman and fucking Homer Simpson are in Smash.
Yeah.
It's true. I saw it
online. It's sad that nowadays it's kind of accurate. It's not too far off.
I do miss it sometimes, parking myself in the student lounge in college and playing some Project M playing Goku against Spider-Man.
I did have Project
M. Admittedly, that was pretty fun.
I love the Ronald McDonald skin. I think it was on like Captain Falcon. That's always a goofy
It
one.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And then that became one of the most played characters on Ether Rivals of the Ether, I think it's called.
Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, Rivals of the Aether was another like Smash-style battler, but it was one that baked into the game is a way to program your own characters into the game and give your own sprites and stuff. Ooh. So people put, there's just thousands of fan-made characters in it. Yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
And so Ronald McDonald's a very popular downloaded such a character.
At least it's not like actual sponsored, because like, that's such a weird, like why would McDonald's sponsor this indie game? But that's besides the point.
Yeah, that one's funny, because it'll be like Laura Croft versus Ronald McDonald versus the Hyper Light Drifter.
Versus like Luigi with the mask from that one game.
Yeah.
Versus Fred right, Durst. So
it's just one of those days.
And that's his taunt. That's
oh, I'm sorry. His taunt. Just one John of Travolta, I guess.
Chandra, oh, because
Pocket Sand.
Fanatic.
He's like, Sandy?
Sandy?
No, well, no, I was going to say, actually, because your impression sounded like John Travolta more than Fred Durst.
It's one of those days. it's my biopic. Well, today, sorry, go on.
That's your biopic, yeah. I was about to say that today we're going to be talking about a lot of things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should add Super Smash Brothers to this list. That's but it? We're going to be playing a little thought teaser game called Under, Over, or Rated. And we're going to look at some topics, and one by one, we're all going to give our opinions on whether or not it is overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated.
Nice.
Do people
sounds fun.
Care about it a little bit too much? Do they not care about it as much as they should? Or is it like, yeah, this makes sense. So let's start with a little warm-up, just so that we can get the idea. I thought I chose a pretty good starter here that we can sink our teeth into. So the first topic is going to be Game of Thrones. So Game of Thrones, over, under, or rated.
Overrated. Never watched it.
Yeah. Same. I have not watched it. And it's one of those things people are like, watch it. And I was like, eh, maybe when it's all done. And then I come, all the people that recommended it coming like the last season and being like, it sucked. It's terrible.
Yep.
The coffee cup. What the fuck? So I'm like, I dodged the bullet there.
Although I'm sure it's not that bad. I mean, I'll come in from the other side and say, like, I agree that it's overrated as someone who watched the whole show and read all of the books.
Oh, nice.
Nerd.
I would say, overall, the fad, kind of overrated, because the things that people loved about Game of Thrones are this all the most gratuitous, unnecessary things about it.
Yeah.
And the real, like, meat and potatoes of the fantasy kind of gets thrown away when they made the TV show. And a lot of things just never get explained, never get fleshed out, never make sense or connect. And I'd say overall, it's like, it's still worth a watch if you like political intrigue in general.
Yeah. But
still overrated for the, actually, maybe we should say it's basically rated at this point, because now most people are like,
agree that it's like
the Game of Thrones show.
There's House of Dragons
was overall a disaster.
How is House of Dragons being perceived? Isn't that good either?
I've heard the opposite though too. So that's why I've heard very like, but like not bipolar, but you know what I mean. Polarizing opposite ends of it. The bipolar opposite personality disorder.
Bipolar opinions. Yeah. Yeah,
I've been hearing
that. It's great. It's awful. It's great. It's awful.
Yeah. How is the books actually too? I was wondering, are the books better than the show, or what do you think, in your opinion, Gym Leader Nate?
The books, I think the books, what helps the books, like, really, what sells them for me is the language. George R. R. Martin, even though he's a little bullish with his topics and kind of being heavy-handed with his, with what he's talking about.
Yeah.
It sounded like he's,
it's still, he,
sounded like he said Jar Jar Martin.
Jar Jar Martin,
brother, father to Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, George R. R. Martin. So in the books, like it's definitely more graphic in the books. In everything's more graphic in the books, like both more sexual, more violent, like more everything.
And then his blood went everywhere, and there's so much blood that I'm writing about it. It's crazy how much blood and gore and viscera.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I gotta take a break. All right, I'm back.
So much of George R. R. Martin just describing women's breasts for pages. It's just like, dude, move on.
Like bags of sand.
But that's just the left one. Let me get on the second one.
Yeah, that's the right one.
It's like, chapter 14.
Chapter 14, Areolas.
Oh God.
But no, like an example I use for when I tell people is like Khaleesi emerging from the fire is a famous scene, and she's like, oh, she's unburnt, she didn't get hurt by the fire because she has dragon blood, she's like of the House of Dragons or whatever, the fucking of ancient Valyria, and you know, so the fire can't hurt her. In the reveal, in that same reveal in the book, she comes out with all of the dragons roosting on her with their claws digging into her flesh, and she's like bleeding from their talons, but she's letting them roost there. And two of them are both attached to her nipples and suckling the milk from her titties. Okay,
never mind, not the ooh anymore. Did a man write that? That sounds like a man wrote that.
Yeah, Jar Jar Martin.
George R. R. Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Martin.
Jar Jar Martin. Good old Jar Jar Martin himself. Yeah. The original cave troll.
The original Gungan. Gungan of Thrones.
Yeah, the Gungan of Thrones, truly. So yeah, overall I would say overrated, because it's just especially when you really look at the text. It's like, the in my opinion, the best parts of the text aren't what made it into the TV show, and the most interesting parts of the fantasy and the lore are sadly missing. So, okay, we're all agreeing. Overrated, Game of Thrones. Yeah. Someone's got to, hopefully they'll remake it one day and make it actually a little bit more stomachable. And with an actual ending.
I feel like for me, when it's like, when you sell me a fantasy show, I want to see dragons and little like freaks and stuff. Like, I don't really want this political dramas. So I mean,
well, for me, it's like, as soon as as soon as you go, magic exists, you have to explain why at some point. Like, the only time they do in the show, they're like, ooh, gods might exist. Ooh, they can bring people back from the dead. Maybe. Ooh. And whereas, like, in the books, they go way more in depth on like how power, like warg powers work, and these other abilities that people have, and like the lore of the ancient peoples, and it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, fair. I mean, did homeboy did?
All right,
what's the next one? You're good.
What were you gonna say? Wait, what were you gonna say, real quick?
I was just gonna say, like, homeboy did like write a lot of the lore for Elden Ring, or like the trinkets or whatever. So, you know.
He did, and that's a big reason why people love that lore.
Yeah.
So, that, we agree, overrated.
Yeah.
For Game of Thrones. Now, next topic might be a little different. Buffalo wings.
Underrated.
Classic underrated. Buffalo wings.
I'm going to say rated.
I'm going to make them right after this, actually. I really am.
Nice. That's so funny.
I would also say rated, because they are iconic.
Yeah.
You know, they are extremely well-known and popular.
Underrated. They're like
this... You know, they make 1,000 things that are buffalo wing flavored.
Yeah. They're the standard, like, wing, really, when you go to any wing place. They always have buffalo. They don't have the mango habanero everywhere.
I feel like anytime I've gotten wings everywhere. With friends, it's always been like, let's go get the thing that isn't buffalo wings. Like, no one ever wants to go get buffalo wings. That's what, because I'm saying. Because
You can get buffalo wings everywhere.
No, but no one ever gets it.
I get them every now and then. I want the mango habanero because I can get elsewhere. Yeah.
So, I'm gonna say buffalo rated. Wings, I feel like... Okay, but Gibble Diggs on the record that they're so good that we should appreciate
everyone
them
should
more.
Be having them every week for one day, once a day.
I think it's slept on. Should,
yeah.
Real question: ranch, blue cheese.
I'm a ranch. Like, well,
any
I'm a
dipping?
Blue cheese guy personally.
I'm a buffalo ranch. Sauce guy. Dip it in.
Yeah, I'm
buffalo.
A buffalo. Yeah. You gotta stand.
Or
your
dip
ground,
it in ketchup after that. Actually, no, I don't.
Ugh. We dip in all the ingredients of buffalo sauce that basically make it buffalo sauce after.
Who would ever dip buffalo chicken in ketchup?
Like, oh, God.
All right, that's so we agree crazy. It's probably anyway. Rated.
Blue cheese underrated, though.
Yeah, I think it's about rated. Blue cheese, okay, hold on. Blue cheese
overrated,
yep. For sure.
Over.
So many people.
Everyone's
hate.
Choice. I, that's
some people
everyone's
hate
choice.
On it.
Are you kidding me?
Everyone's choice.
You can't get blue cheese at most spots. That's insane. You're insane. Gibble Dings
ranch,
is
ranch is always available with buffalo wings. Blue cheese is not always available.
That's what I'm saying.
Ranch
is
the go-to.
What is it, opposite
I've heard people that say ill to blue cheese, but I've not heard anyone blow say cheese, ill to ranch. So, I don't know.
I mean, I've heard both, but I don't know, being from the Midwest is for me especially, most people love their ranch there.
Fair. I mean, hey, most people love ranch compared to blue cheese.
Love cheese.
Yeah. All right.
Blue cheese, yeah. All right, so the next topic, streaming services.
Overrated.
Fuck those things.
Yeah. I miss good old TV sometimes, honestly.
I go to the Seven Seas for my stuff.
And that too.
Yep. Yeah. All about the Seven Seas.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks because at this point, it's like streaming services for me are essentially entirely a service just about playing the things I want to watch on my actual TV.
Mm-hmm.
If I had, like, at this point, if I had, like, a way to just have a good, actually, I do have a way now, and so that's why I cancel a lot of them. But having a good internet browser on your TV screen instead of a computer screen, like, that's really all you need.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I know anyone
it's
that...
It's remarkable how easy it is to, like, pirate, movies from a PlayStation 4 with no extra software.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I feel like most people hate streaming. Like, I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk...
At this point... Yeah.
So...
I mean, that's the thing, is that, like, I know people who still love streaming services because of very specific sides of them.
Uh-huh.
There are some people within the anime community who still really like certain streaming services because it has such a large availability of very niche titles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
But even then, everybody's hitting those roadblocks now where they buy extra movies on their streaming service, and then something weird happens, and all of a sudden they don't have that movie anymore.
Yeah. Digital media in general is kind of trash, in my opinion.
Yeah. I used to have a coworker that'd be like, if I ever told him about a movie or something, he'd be like, oh, is that on, like what streaming service is it on? And I'm just like, you fucking sap. Or not sap, you sucker, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Just pirate it.
It's on the internet for free if you just, like, spend 5 minutes.
See, I understand, like, older people, because they don't understand, but that's, like,
Right.
Well, they should.
It's also interesting because, like, it's such a, like, victimless, like, thing to do, to be like, it's so easy not to feel bad about just pirating your movies when they're making millions of dollars, like, off of these things. So it's like...
Overrated.
I don't need to feed into it. Overrated for sure. All right. Next, we have the MCU.
Overrated. Yeah,
I think it's maybe rated, unanimous. Actually, because I feel like no one...
Maybe rated?
Yeah. I think nowadays most people don't like it, and so I think it's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten to the point where like a lot of people have been falling off, especially people who are OG comic fans.
Yeah.
Who are just getting to the point where now the story's getting so different from comics that they just want to go back to reading what they like.
It's just very middling stuff. So I guess, rated. Yeah.
I mean, the only one I could think of that's an exception maybe is Deadpool Wolverine, but I might even say that's overrated. At least...
Yeah, it's getting there.
I don't know. Actually, it might be more rated, but yeah. It's in between.
I think it's rated, but just because of the way the movie is, it's just everywhere right now.
Yeah.
But even that will fade with time.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely oversaturated.
I swear, I can leave the house right now and I'll see Deadpool and or Wolverine somewhere, like at Jack in the Box or like...
Jack in the Box, I was going to say.
Or like wherever else. Signs.
Yeah.
Almost certainly,
Good movie, but yeah. I don't know if I need to see it everywhere.
That's true. All right. Little shift here. How about Childish Gambino?
Overrated? Yeah.
What you're saying?
I grew up really liking him, too. I liked his mixtapes a lot. And then, you know, he's still a great artist, but I don't know. Doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, and this is specifically Childish Gambino, the persona, not...
The music.
Donald Glover as a whole.
Yeah.
Just his music persona of Childish Gambino, which now apparently is over. His album that he just put out apparently is going to be
last one.
The last Childish. He's still going to make music.
Yeah, under different pseudonym or something.
Well, I think he's just going to go just use his name now, and he's just retiring the
persona
Childish Gambino persona.
I'll say rated. I mean, I like his stuff that I've heard and. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything bad, particularly, or great, either, though. So.
For me, I'm also going off of, like, old work playlists where they would just do, like, Childish Gambino radio every fucking day.
Oh, nice.
So that's why, at that point, it's like...
And it was, like, the same three songs from his R&B albums, and then the same five rap songs over and over again.
Yeah.
So,
that's why he's great, but I don't want to hear any more of him.
I mean, I definitely heard a lot around that time, but I wasn't forced to. I wasn't held down and forced to.
I think just about rated for me, because, you know, a lot of people, it's funny because, like, the meme now that a lot of people talk about with Childish Gambino is that he's, like, every white guy's favorite rapper. And so, like, it's funny because, like, me and my other very suburban white friends at, like, 18 were like, this fucks. This is so good. my listening to him has waned over the years.
Yeah.
But in general, I think rated is just about right, because there's a lot of people who still are very much just like, and have always been very about Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't rush out to listen to him, so,
That makes sense.
But I don't skip him.
All right. Here's a good one. The Twilight Zone.
Ooh. I feel underrated.
Yeah,
I feel like every person who's talked about it, like, I've always been like, oh, you're a real one. You're smart.
You're very
intellectual. I also feel like...
That and Star Trek. People that watch, like, Star Trek also watch Twilight Zone, and I don't know. I fuck with those kinds of nerds.
It's interesting because, like, also, it's like the people you talk to in real life who have seen Twilight Zone usually have a lot of very interesting thoughts on it, whereas, like, whenever I see a movie or TV show that claims to have Twilight Zone as its source, as like its inspiration, I'm always like, I always am very like, did we watch the same show? Did we both watch Twilight Zone? Because I don't understand. Like, and then like, it's just some director who's like, yeah, it's kind of weird in sci-fi. And like, that was what they meant. Like,
yeah, basically. So, it's like, oh, it's a twist.
Because I feel like definitely underrated, because truly no one, it's really hard to grasp that tone that the Twilight Zone made. And people try and fail at it a lot.
I would even say Twilight Zone fails at it, because all those like revival shows I usually hear aren't that great. Movie True. I heard wasn't that great. It's like the original season or show.
Did they already try to do the... I remember they were planning it. Did they already try to do the Jordan Peele Twilight Zone recovery?
Yeah, there's like...
They did do that?
There's a 90s one as well.
I did not watch it.
There's the Jordan Peele one. There's the movie. So that's almost like... I almost want to say just rated, just because I'm like... There's more stuff that's probably not good than there actually is good, but I'll still say under as well, just because it's like a, you know, we need a good revival, or people just need to go back and watch it now. Like, people should, the original.
Yeah. True, yeah, I think there's more people need to give it a chance, because it's one of the few old media shows or movies that I can joyously consume and not think about, like, the time difference. Like, it just fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for that episode where the girl looks like a pig.
Oh. Yeah. I like the doctor, the whole where everyone's pig people. That one was pretty solid.
That was a fun one.
Okay. There was finally time. here's the next one. Christopher Nolan as a whole.
Mm-hmm. As a man.
Overrated.
As a person.
Yeah.
Just as creative works.
It's tough because there's like,
I feel like every time I say that he's overrated, I piss off like two of my closest friends up here. It's so annoying. Oh,
there's two of us. All right, Jim Leader Nate, let's be pissed.
My whole thing is that, like, most of the time, the things that people don't find as impressive of Christopher Nolan are like the things that are like not his best. Like, I'm just like all those fucking stereotypical assholes, but I can't help it. I do really love his early work. Like, Memento and Following are really, really cool, and I really liked them, and they're just nice little, they're just neat little exercises in variation on storytelling. They're
inspired by Twilight Zone. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. There you go. It's perfect.
I'm gonna go rated, because I think when, like, kind of similar to what you're saying, like, I think when he makes a good movie, everyone kind of like, yay. And when he makes a not so good movie, no one really talks about him. So I feel like it's appropriately placed. I don't know.
It's hard because now I feel like it's overrated, because whenever, if I were to see his name attached to something,
mm-hmm.
it's like, it no longer makes me go like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, it really makes me go like, oh, okay, what kind of ridiculous bullshit are we doing here? And how are a million people going to talk to me about it for 5 years afterwards?
Basically. That's like, I mean, there's Tenet or whatever that was.
I never even saw Tenet.
Neither did I. Inception, you know, it's the same kind of thing.
The last time I feel like I've heard of, but like, people not shutting up about him was Interstellar. Like, since then, I legit don't think I've heard. Oh, I like the Oppenheimer. That's good, though.
Yeah, Oppenheimer. Yeah,
that's dude, everybody was talking about Oppenheimer. Well,
I think
you got to consider that too. Yeah. You're thinking over underrated. You know, he did just make Oppenheimer, which apparently was a slam dunk.
Yeah.
I say apparently because I did not see that one. It's fun. Historical films.
If there's no
fantasy or sci-fi, I don't know if I can go.
I don't know. There's some pretty fantastical things in there, if you know what I'm saying.
Did you know they dropped a bomb?
I don't either.
On that one place.
Yeah.
Two places.
Ooh.
They like, yeah, apparently, yeah, I think that's the sequel. That's Oppenheimer 2.
We dropped a bomb on two places.
In the work.
Although that takes place like after that already.
All right. Next. Pirates.
Under.
There's no. I'd say perfectly rated.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'd of say One perfectly Piece. Rated.
A lot of people love Pirates. I'm going to, like, I feel like across the board, most demographics, if you could be like, how do you feel about pirate characters? They're going to be like, I like them. I like pirates.
Is piracy included in this?
Yes.
the act of piracy. I was thinking more the concept of pirates, like mm-hmm. in media.
Oh, okay.
See, so okay, let me take you back. Think Donkey Kong Country. Now think if they were pirates. Donkey Kong Country.
Hey,
it's me. I'm offering you bananas.
You can't refuse. Hey,
give me my fucking banana.
Of the Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong Country 2.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's bananas.
Perfect video game. Pirates in it. Perfect. Perfect.
Got a great point.
Dude, I want to be a fucking pirate. That'd be sick. I want to be like old-timey pirate, though, not like this new stuff. I want to be the guy that's like in the bird's nest, like, I see a land ho.
Land ho.
Like yeah. One tooth.
Land lubber.
Yeah.
See, I liked how in Magic the Gathering's pirate set, a lot of the people, of the pirates who would sit up in the bird's nest were bird people.
Ooh. So
it's literally bird's
nice.
Nests.
See? Even has puns. Underrated.
Yeah, it's like pirates. Punderated. I feel like has so much exactly. You can do with it still, and is still fresh and still feels fun. Yeah. Whereas, like, if we were to say like zombies, I'd be like overworked, overused.
Is that one?
I'm tired of them.
Yeah, true. Right now,
I think
yeah.
Nowadays, like, yeah.
Nowadays, like at this point, there have just been so many zombies.
Actually, what's I think underrated now because now people are overlooking them.
What?
Well, no. Outside of Army of the Dead, I'm like, what's the most recent like zombie media that's like been like good?
Last of Us.
There's Last
I
of
guess
Us.
Last of
and
Us.
Then there's whatchamacallit? One Cut of the Dead,
it's
which
the
was...
zombie fungus.
That's
one
good,
Cut of the Dead is one of the best zombie yeah. movies.
That's what I was thinking, but wasn't that like was that 2019? I guess that's like not too long ago.
I don't think we're talking
ago.
About what's the time like. I don't think time period matters.
No, but
I feel like
kind
the
of
reason
does,
why we.
Because they got oversaturated in like the 2000s, and then now it's not as much, is what I'm getting at.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. You're welcome.
The best zombie movie.
That had zombies in it.
That had one zombie.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, was that underrated? I'll say rated.
Yeah, what if zombies?
I'll switch to rated because I think.
Are we talking about zombies now?
Yeah. Oh, for me, I'll yeah. say,
okay.
say rated.
Yeah.
I'll say rated.
Okay, I could buy that. Yeah, I could buy zombies just rated. Yeah.
It's not oversaturated.
I'm personally just a little tired, exhausted from growing up in a zombie saturated yeah. market.
With all the zombies around.
But, yeah, with all them zombies chasing me. But at this point, yeah.
Hey, I mean.
Probably appropriate.
When you work a 9-to-5, I mean, you're working with zombies all the time, am I right?
There you go. Yeah, a bunch of more like sheep.
yeah,
the sheeple over here. Sheesh.
Underrated. I'm just kidding.
Underrated sheep. Underrated.
Pretty good. Hey, make some wool.
Soft.
Yeah. To make their own clothes.
Okay, ice cream cake.
What is ice cream cake?
Cake with
ice cream. Yeah. It's usually
I don't
like
know how often I've had that because, like, growing up Mexican, ice cream cake was a piece of ice cream and a piece of cake.
I've had some nice, fancy cakes with ice cream in it from like Mexican markets, but you have to like get them.
I mean, in my opinion, if you enjoy eating a bite of ice cream and a bite of cake, you probably yeah. like ice cream cake because it's just all in one thing.
Yeah, I guess it's cool.
Yeah,
but some people don't like it because the melting ice cream can sometimes change the consistency of the cake.
Yeah.
When it's in the cake. So.
Yeah. It does.
Some people think it's overkill.
You do have to like freeze, like put it in the freezer, like until it's ready to like, all right, Timmy, let's blow out your fucking cake. Get it from the freezer.
Yeah. Yeah. But I gotta say, I love me a good ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Like an Oreo cookies and cream style ice cream cake with whipped cream frosting.
Woo. Say less. We know what he wants for his birthday.
Mm. damn straight. Although me and Emily might be doing cheesecake this year for my birthday.
Oh, nice. Cheesecake's fucking underrated.
Honestly, hella underrated. Cheesecake fucks.
I'm like lactose intolerant, but I'll fuck up a cheesecake.
I've never
and
had
it will fuck me up as well.
Overrated.
Overrated?
Yeah, I've never had it, but I could already tell it's overrated.
Cheesecake?
Like, cheesecake. No, I've never had cheesecake.
Yeah, it's like,
it's
like you're a kid and you're like, I don't like broccoli. You're like, you haven't tried it. And I'm like, but I know I won't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. If I'm setting myself up for failure, why would I go with the failure? It's like fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I already know.
Alright. I'm gonna say ice cream cake rated, because I feel like it's pretty straightforward. If people don't like ice cream cake, they usually like ice cream with their cake.
Yeah.
Alright. Star Wars.
Overrated.
Over. Yeah.
I talked about that with a coworker on like an hour-long drive today. Oh, nice. Boy.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like a lot of the times people who are like, I, you guys know me, I fucking love Star Wars to the moon and back.
Even but the people
who
ones.
Are like crazy diehard especially Star Wars the fans, I feel like they put it on this pedestal
that it can
never hold up to. And they always they claim it to be very unique and special at what it does when there's 1,000 other things that do those things better.
Yeah.
And like, everyone's like, oh, it's like the perfect hero's journey. And I'm like, no, like the actual stories that are the actual hero's journey are the perfect hero's journey.
I mean,
like, this is like, okay.
Lord of the Rings is better.
It took stuff from other things. So, you know, it's like, why wouldn't those be better? You know?
Exactly. It literally took so much from Dune. That now that Dune is becoming a great movie series, that at this point you'd just be like, well, I mean,
the new Star Wars. Yeah.
This is the original. This is the new Star Wars. Because I will say, I have loved those new Dune movies. So nice. if it keeps being just as good as those, it might surpass how much I like the Star Wars movies.
Haven't seen it. Overrated. Just kidding.
Overrated. Yeah.
Haven't seen it. Overrated. Timothée Chalamet. Overrated. Yeah. Automatically.
Yeah. Double overrated.
No. All right, so Star Wars, definitely overrated. All right, now what about baseball?
Ooh.
Rated, under. I feel.
Ooh, we got a rated, we've got an under.
Actually, I am going to switch that to underrated.
Oh, underrated? Yeah,
I feel like everyone's always like, football,
Yeah.
Power football, slap.
Basketball, all the time. Basketball, yeah. Everybody's football, basketball all the time. See, I was gonna say the same thing. Underrated, in the world of live sports,
it's pretty damn good. You can go to stadium. Like,
go a soccer Tigers.
First of all, it's like the most accessible most of the time. Like imagine buying tickets to an NBA game as opposed to like going to the A's. Like,
don't be going to them anymore. They're not in Oakland anymore.
Well, we won't. Yeah, true.
But that's how bad it is. You know, I got all the football also left. So, but
God, I had some of the strongest beer at the A's game. Makes sense.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep, tall glasses of real strong
10% IPAs. Jeez.
Yeah,
that was good. I probably got the drunkest that I've gotten in public. Like there,
I went to the Giants A's game like because one of the last ones. Fucking, I'm glad we pregame because those beers are fucking crazy expensive.
Yes, they are.
That's the part that's overrated. Fucking get drunk before
true,
you go.
True.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Always get drunk before you go, or if you do go, always buy one of those refillable beer cups right away.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be there for the whole game, just get one of the refillable cups. It cuts down on your costs a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we all agree. Baseball underrated.
Beer. What about beer? Beer, I'm gonna go ahead and say underrated. Beer. What about you guys? Rated. What about two beers?
Overrated.
Wow, all overrated. Three of us are just different.
All right. I mean, all
right, next.
All right.
No, don't dissect that.
Nope, we're gonna take that as it is.
Audience, that's for all you right. to interpret.
Next is co-op campaigns.
Oh man, underrated.
Yeah, underrated. I agree.
It's
I feel like when it comes to video games, it's one of the most lacking.
It's almost
things.
Dated now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kamala Harris. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Jesus.
No, honestly, I do fucking miss
That's
me.
That's a good joke.
I do miss
That's
me.
That's pretty good, man.
It's pretty Thanks. Smart. That's my one good joke for the year. I'm done.
Clever
Gale. Nah, but I do miss me like Halo and Gears, like and fucking Donkey Kong Country 2 or Donkey Kong Country series.
So good. There you go. I think, you know, when I feel like Baldur's Gate really emphasized this for me.
Oh,
how
yeah,
much
true,
I
true.
Really would just like games with the complexity and breadth of a single player game, but with co-op capability. What are y'all still laughing about a co-op campaign? A co-opted campaign, yeah.
I'm just laughing at fucking Gibbledig at this point, that's why.
It's like, well, you're on a roll in your co-op campaign. It's like, that's just the left one. Like, what will he say next?
Yeah, ooh.
So stupid.
Yeah, Dala definitely wins this episode.
Oh, thanks. Am I overrated or underrated?
You win funniest.
What about me? Nice.
Oh, Dala, underrated. Thanks, nobody knew you were this funny.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
All right. All right, that, so we all agree on that one. Sounds easy. Not a lot of combo. But oh, here's a good one. Clue.
Which what? One? Blue?
Clue.
Clue. I heard blue, too. I was like, it's pretty cool.
Just the color.
I mean, can we do blue?
Can we do blue first, actually?
No, if we're going to do a color, it's going to be like, it's got to be
gray?
Yellow.
Gray or green?
Well, like, okay.
No, yellow.
Yellow?
I'm going to say the color yellow.
Underrated.
Underrated. Yeah,
yeah, yellow's beautiful a color.
Cool. Damn, I would agree. All right. I feel like not enough people use it.
Perfect. All right, blue.
Okay, blue.
You're just blue, green, red.
Blue, overrated.
I think blue
rated.
The sky, one of my favorite colors.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Literally calm down.
Come on. So much. Ugh. The water's not even
water,
blue.
And people water is, yeah, water's not even blue, and yet people attribute blue to that. Like,
yeah,
one of the
stolen
most,
valor.
Like, attributed blue things, but yeah, stolen blue valor.
I don't know. I think blue is overrated as well. It's just, it was one of my favorite colors growing up, but then I grew up, you know, and I just realized things aren't always so cool all the time, so.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to make
like
room
once,
for other
once
colors.
Once you grow up, you stop liking
blue. You stop liking blue. Yeah. You move on
that's
to other more sophisticated colors.
Yeah, like
it's
turquoise.
All, it's all maroons and purples at that point.
Aquamarine.
Right.
Clue.
So clue?
Charcoal.
I'll say...
Sorry.
I think clue's underrated.
Yeah.
We talking about the movie or the game?
Actually, yeah. Which one?
Originally, talking about the board game, but I guess we could talk about the IP in general because I feel like it
under.
Always kind of you include the movie.
Yeah,
like,
it's underrated. It's just you got to be in a specific mood for it. But that still means I don't know.
Yeah. You got to get a good group of people that are ready for that too. And I'm talking about the movie too. Nah.
Board game, I would say rated.
Yeah.
Perfectly rated. It's a good game. Not overly complicated. Not crazy. Just fun. A little sly and silly.
Yeah. It's like
really,
a good...
Really the movie is too.
Oh, the movie's... Yeah, that movie's great.
The movie's one of the funniest comedies in the world.
Gibbledig really watched the movie in the bedroom with the Blu-ray player.
With Nala, actually. I think we did.
Did we watch it? It's probably years. It's been a while. I need to rewatch
it.
Yeah.
You showed it to me,
I'm sure.
And then we watched the movie.
Ha ha! Nice.
That's my joke.
Showed it.
It was Dala in the living room with the knife.
The penis candles. Or sorry, with the lead pipe.
Yeah. Ooh.
Laying some pipe.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. The clue is underrated, but next we have... A sweet little treat at night.
Oh, damn.
A sweet little treat late at night. Sorry.
Ooh, it's even later. Okay.
Yes. So a sweet little treat late at night.
I'll say over. I think.
Over.
I do,
why do
like
you say
me.
Over,
I
Nala?
Like a sweet treat late at night, but it always fucks with my like sleep. And it's like also just it's also not technically healthy.
You have to wake up early for those extra sloppy poops.
Yeah,
like
yeah. I used to love having a sweet treat at night, and then my doctor was like, "Look, you might be pre-diabetic, so you got to start chilling down on these fucking things." I'm like, "Hey, doc, you know, you write the prescription, I take the pills, all right?"
You're like,
my whole
take me out for dinner first.
At this point. My therapy is a sweet little treat at night. So
dude,
I can't, I would say underrated because there are times where it has quite literally saved my mental health. Or just a sweet little, having a sweet little treat at night,
like every night that week because I was like, going through a rough time.
Oh, just, fucking, I feel you, brother.
Just lifted the fog, you know?
There was a period where I was working like a bar, like a town over, like not, it was like, and I'd walk to work and back, and it's like a 30, maybe 40 minute walk. But I remember when I would work at nights, I would often go and hit up the Jack in the Box on the way and get a fucking shake. And that was like multiple, like three times a week. And it's like, that is not, that was not, I was a little bit younger though. Something. It fucking worked. Oh, it was great at the time.
I've had milkshakes on the brain for 2 weeks right now.
Yeah.
I've resisted getting one because I'm you're lactose intolerant. Yeah. You're sensitive to sugar.
You know what? You
don't need a milkshake, Nathan.
I was going to say.
But it's, they're just so
make your own. We had.
I'm surprised we had like two back-to-back sweet questions almost. What was that one on your mind? Cheesecake, or
ice cream? Yeah, you've been wanting ice cream for a while.
I have.
Make your own, Gym Leader Nate, with like oat milk or almond milk or some shit, and like
or goat that milk.
Goat milk.
Ew, I want ice cream that like it tastes good.
Fine, then put I'm saying for the milk. The ice cream you can throw in regular ass ice cream.
Did you guys know there's bee's milk?
Yes.
Like, I learned that from work, actually. That nice. They've found, like, it's, like, hella rare. Not hella rare, but it's hella expensive. But you could, like...
Bees got nipples?
Well, it's like, nipples, I don't know, almonds don't have nipples.
Yeah, they grind the bees up.
Are you sure?
They I don't know. I think it's made from, like, some kind of like nectar or, like, honey or something. But, yeah. Yeah.
It's probably it's probably made from honey.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's, like, the queen's jelly or something, like... But like, I don't blended or some shit. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So what do we say for a sweet little treat late at night?
I'll still stay overrated. I like it. It's good. I just don't do it as much anymore.
I also agree. And I'm gonna have one tonight, maybe.
I too will also.
All right, overrated. Amazing, but overrated. Yeah. We can't be having these sweet little treats at night.
I'll do them on weekends. Treat myself on a weekend or a Friday or something, you know.
Yeah. All right. The next topic is karaoke.
Underrated. Not enough people do it.
And not then, enough people do the oki anymore.
And then people just want to be like, okay, let's rent a room. Like, no, bitch, we're not getting a room. We're doing it in front of people.
Let me counterpoint. Would you guys like a longer line to do karaoke so that you don't get to do it as often or like as many rounds?
That's when you get drunk.
I mean, yeah, like me going to karaoke, like there are nights where I've gone and it's like I get to sing like every fourth person is me again because there's nobody there.
Mm.
It also sucks because the vibe is awful because no one's there to like clap for each other and like enjoy it.
Fair.
Whereas if it's on a crowded night, I only get to sing three or four times total. Mm-hmm. It's still a lot of fun because there's so many people singing that everyone's like having a better time.
It's also more anticipation too. Like, oh fuck, am I next? No, god damn it. Okay, maybe I'm next. Fuck no, god. Then you start second guessing things. It's fun.
I genuinely like hearing people who got pipes, you know, who can really sing. So the more people, the more chance you find a few people who like can really sing, and you're just like, yeah.
It was Gym Leader Nate with the pipe at the bar at 9 p.m.
There it is with the pipes.
Yeah, pipes. But yeah, I'll stick with rated personally.
Probably underrated then.
Two out of three, we're gonna overrule you. It's gonna be underrated.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you're probably not wrong. I don't karaoke too often.
It's so you should more. It's
yeah, there time. You go. Yeah, you should more.
I go. Right. I poop myself. I'm here's so one scared.
That I think.
I'm sorry, everyone. I pooped myself.
I pooped my pants.
I'm so scared. Yeah, go on.
All right, here's one that I think everybody will probably all agree on. It's just I wanted to touch on it real quick. But
sure.
It probably won't be a super long conversation. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Over.
Pass.
Oh, Jesus, one pass.
Yeah, use my pass. All
right, Gibbledings used his pass, so. Yeah.
Overrated.
So me and Dalla agree, overrated for sure.
He's getting more in the rated area because I feel like a lot of people are talking shit about him lately, so. I think he's
it's like rated by
rated by the public, overrated by Hollywood as a whole.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just tired of seeing him.
Stop putting him in shit.
Yeah.
And his fucking giant fucking head just being in everything that he doesn't belong in.
And not and losing. Like
playing characters ever. He has no business being.
The hierarchy of the DC power is about to change. Fucking idiot. Fuck you, The Rock.
Right. Oh. If that's your real name.
Oh, God. He's one of our listeners. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. The Beatles.
Over.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Why'd I use my
The
pass?
Beatles.
I don't care for the Beatles.
Your pass. You can say that.
I don't care for the Beatles.
Yeah.
I'd say they're
overrated.
Or you can say they're rated overrated. if you think they're rated fine, but you just don't like them. I think
they're rated. But I think they're rated, actually. When you put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I personally believe overrated. If there's no haters of the Beatles left, then I'm dead. You know?
Mm-hmm. and I am also dead, with you.
Like, they've got, like, I'm not going to say I don't like all their music. I've listened to a bunch of their music. I like a lot of their songs. I totally get it. But just to the degree that they have been deified.
Idolized, yeah.
It's just
literally.
So silly to me.
Yeah. Like, it's like the second coming of Jesus.
Even bands that were in existence while they were in playing were just as good and making things like that I liked objectively way more.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
And it's like.
Oh, who's that at the door? Oh, come in.
Oh,
hello. It's me, the Beatles.
Ring.
Nice.
I heard you were talking about me.
It's the titular Beatles.
Yes. Yeah, it's the one. You don't know this audience, but Beatles actually has an apostrophe because it's his band.
I wanna hold your hand.
See,
isn't it?
I wanna hold your antenna.
Yeah. Your thorax. Oh, hey.
Okay. Hey. All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, get. Ooh. Wait, Mr. The Beatles. Do you think the Beatles are over or underrated? Hey, overrated. He left.
He left. Yeah.
Damn. He used his pass. Actually, shit. Fuck. All right. Yeah.
Actually, the Beatles are overrated because they're all dead.
This is the Beatles.
That's true. Ringo's pretty much.
God, Ringo's gonna be the last one alive.
Oh, shit.
That's mean. Let's go to the next one.
One of my I love when people give Ringo that one. I like to think of it as the what's it called, the consolation prize, like the trophy. What's it called? The
participation.
The boomers all talk about participation trophy.
Oh.
A compliment when people are like, Ringo, he always plays for the song. You know, he really plays for the song. Trying to explain why he uses like 3 hits of a drum for 2 minutes because he can't play anything else.
He didn't know how to play any instruments when he joined the band.
Yeah, so they put him on drums because it was the only thing he could.
Yeah, here, just hit these 3 in time. You could do that,
right?
Well,
no, it's like he joined the band, I believe, and like he didn't know how to play anything at all. And like that, they had to like teach him everything. Like John, George, and Danny.
Yep, Danny Phantom.
But yeah, it's just so funny because like there's still so many people who insist that Ringo Starr is an amazing drummer. Oh. And just like, you don't understand.
He's also a great artist. Have you not seen his work?
Peace and love, peace and love.
Yeah, like visual art?
Yes, he's done MS Paint art. Go look it up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Your Baby is my favorite.
I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Your Baby, underrated. My favorite piece by him. Should be an extra Mona Lisa. Shit.
Sorry, I just also immediately saw a picture of him like signing it at an event.
Oh, it's just fucking so funny, nice.
Oh my god,
that's great. Oh my god. The next Picasso, really.
Yes.
MS stands for millennia Picasso.
The next pick asshole, more like it.
Nice.
Got him. Fuck you, Ringo Starr. You're next.
You're next on my list. First Dwayne, then you.
Yeah, you're fucking... Dwayne's finally gonna lose. I'm gonna
end the Beatles once and for all.
Right after I end The Rock.
Okay.
Hey, what's next? Yeah,
next baby. Category is going to be Zoolander, the movie.
Oh. Eh, the first one underrated.
Now.
Just the first one.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, maybe.
Like, oh, just the first one? Oh, underrated then.
Yeah. I would say underrated, yeah, because, yeah. Like, you know, if we're not looking at Zoolander.
Hell yeah.
You
know,
nice.
And only the original, then it's, oh God, just such a great good one. Movie.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just slept on for sure.
Top to bottom. Like, I wish that they made movies like that without trying to bring Ben Stiller back and do it again. Like, just try and make a new movie with the same tone. But like, yeah. Don't they did try the same, and bring him back.
They did the same with like Anchorman as well. It's like they were doing this for like an era where like, oh, like these sleeper hit comedies, let's now make a sequel now that they're big and popular. And it's like, come on, just leave it alone.
Although, when I did finally watch Zoolander, it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Yeah. I thought it was going to be awful, but it was like, okay.
I saw a clip actually where, so I guess spoilers, but I guess early on you realize that right at the end of the first Zoolander, the building that was made for collapses because it was made of like paper or some shit. And
it was made out of what the model was made out of. Yeah, that's it was awesome. Literally just like bigger.
Foam or, yeah.
And the mom like or the wife sticks. Died. So Matilda dies in the opening act. And
nice.
I think there's like a montage where, what was it? I don't know if his
where
son.
Where the news is like reporting on him not being able to take care of his child. And so he loses custody of his son.
There's a scene where he's yelling at his son. And he's just like, he's holding spaghetti in his hand. He's like, tell me how mom made the spaghetti soft. Tell me how she made it soft.
Hey, fucking every movie's got one funny joke. Shit.
There was a few in there, I'm honestly. Sure. Like, I still really like Benedict Cumberbatch's character all. I still thought he was funny.
Oh, shit. Maybe I'll check it out.
The spaghetti soft.
Make it soft. So I'm picturing it like withholding, like just like, oh, like cracking it in his hand, like white knuckles.
Yelling at a child, asking a child how to cook pasta.
That's good. It was like, it was a little overdone with the references to the first one. Like, another spoiler, but, like, a plot point is that they need to find Sting to get Sting's help. And when they finally find him, it's revealed that Sting is Hansel's long-lost father. And, like, stupid. This is all based off of the one singular line from the first movie where he's like, you know, he's a real hero of mine. Sting, too. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to his music, just, like, his whole vibe. I really respect it.
Yeah.
And that comment that alone became made a them fucking... make that entire plot. Oh, my like, gosh. So, like, yeah, sometimes they went a little too far with the references, but
yeah, that's probably honestly, I'm sure that's like the thing. If you cut out all those or most of them, that's probably would make it like an actually good movie.
Yeah, literally. All right. here's a good one too. Magneto.
I think
say rated
right now. He's about rated. Yeah. He's starting to get the recognition he deserved.
Thanks to like X-Men 97, like the newer X-Men movies were doing a good job with him too. I think I really liked the Fassbender. Even though the time travel was a little messy, the Fassbender Magneto was pretty emotional and like respectable. I liked that one a lot, but yeah. 97.
I was like, speaking holy from moly. The comics too, I don't think there's really like any comic issues outside, and like even when they are, they always retcon them out or something. Like, I don't think I've heard like anyone complain about Magneto, like, oh, his character sucks, or they assassinated his character, or this or that. Really,
kind
of
true.
Yeah, I feel like he's one of the most. He's always pretty much treated the same. Like they a lot of times they stay pretty consistent with who Magneto is.
I guess the only time it's been a problem was when he paraded around as some guy named Zorn in like the mid-2000s, and like even then that was just more confusing and stupid than it was like controversial.
It's a good story, and I remember hearing the reveal at the time was like a good reveal, but then I think now in hindsight it's like, oh, it's like also I think it might have been like race, but although he's
because he pretended to be a Chinese guy or something.
Yeah, but I mean I guess he is in disguise, so it's, I don't know, I mean, he's also the bad guy.
Do you think he did
so
the voice? Like,
okay, no, I feel like I feel like if he was actually in disguise, he was probably full on speaking Mandarin or something.
I mean, if he, maybe if he knows, they're like testing him, like, so Zorn, you know, asking him like in like Mandarin, he's like, oh, fuck, shit, I don't,
what's that word?
Yeah, damn. I don't actually speak. Oh, it's Mandarin. Like, fuck.
Or it's actually like, hello, I'm Zorn. My mutant ability is like technology or whatever. Also, I'm Chinese. It's like he wears a mask too.
Yeah,
so
he has a helmet.
So like,
yeah,
he doesn't even say that he's Chinese or anything.
So he's just talking normal, and he's just like, I just imagine Ian McKellen being like, "Yes, I am from.
I am a Chinese Beijing. Man.
Yeah,
I am a Chinese citizen.
Also, I'm gay.
And I like classical
music. Yes.
I mean, he would. Right, he would.
He would. He really would. They proved that when he was in his little plastic jail.
Oh yeah.
I think so. I've my list is done. Although I did want to bring up one more.
Yes.
Which is Battle Royale games.
Oh, like
I think they're rated now. I think people are starting to move on to other things.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fortnite still
speaking
like.
Speaking
of,
I need to update Fortnite.
So I'm.
Well, it's
I'm,
like if there were a new game coming out and they're advertising it and they're like, and it's a battle royale.
People don't get
like,
as hyped.
I feel like. Yeah, I feel like to me that is a big ho hum. It's a big like. So,
I'll say.
I would cream my khakis if they made like more battle royale games.
A Santa Claus one.
I feel like it's been done to death already.
A Santa Claus battle royale.
Y'all play elves. Yeah, I will say, okay, here's my, so Battle Royale games are rated, Fortnite overrated, if that makes sense. Like, Fortnite within 100%. Is, yeah, that one's overrated. The other ones, yeah, the like, Apex and
it's,
some of those.
It's
like
hard for Fortnite for me, because I'd still almost say rated, because there's still such a large community of Fortnite haters.
Mm-hmm.
That Favors. I feel like it balances out.
Call them?
Forders,
true. To me, Fortnite is the Beatles of Battle Royale. Oh, who's that?
It's me.
Oh, it's Mr. Fortnite. Mr. Fortnite.
Oh, hello, it's me, kids. The Beatles.
Yeah, it's
where did everybody go? Freddy Krueger, is that you?
Oh, hey, Freddy Krueger.
I guess this
is the new podcast.
To hit the gritty in Fortnite.
Who is Ringo in Fortnite? Can I play as Ringo?
Yeah,
and they have to teach him how to shoot?
Okay.
Actually, they have everybody else but
Ringo.
Ringo.
Okay, pretty great game.
They have everybody. They put the first three, and then they're like, then they moved on to the next season, and they're like, oh, fuck, we forgot about
no,
Ringo.
You got it all right.
Yeah.
No, they forgot. They're like... We got everyone in the Beatles, I think, right? Oh,
wasn't there?
Oh
wasn't
shit,
there
Pete Best. Fuck, we forgot. Damn.
No, there. Yeah, I was gonna say,
like, shit.
I was gonna be like, it's like, who are we for? George Harrison? No. He's,
if I could get two of him there, yeah, shit. Who
yeah,
else?
We'll just put two George.
No. You know. Sorry, we're missing Yoko Ono. Sorry, we need her way old.
That's right. Or maybe yeah.
I love
the
that
reveal
video
of their skins. It like has a little like slide tab, and it's like John, and you're literally just like going through them tab after tab. And when it's about to hit Ringo, it's like Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono.
I love that
My
video.
Favorite Smash character.
I love that video of her like starting wailing. And what is it? What's it? Fuck, who is it? Does that jazz musician? They're like jamming with the Beatles. What's his name? I'm drawing a blank.
But, I know what you're talking about. And they turn her mic off or they take it away from her.
Fuck. Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, right? It's Chuck Berry, I think, and the Beatles are jamming, and then Yoko starts screaming, she's and like, Chuck Berry's eyes just like, and he's like, what the fuck? Like,
they cut to his face, and he's playing his guitar like this.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just eyes fucking like, yeah, like a jump scare happened or some shit. Such a good video. Yeah, it's that video when they announced Yoko Ono on Fortnite and Smash. Actually, Smash Bros. Did we over under that one?
Overrated.
Super Smash Bros.
Too sweaty. Yes.
Underrated. Overrated. Underrated. The fighting game community constantly refuses to acknowledge its legitimacy. People who play other fighting games always hate on Smash specifically. Mm-hmm. It is like the black sheep of the family, 100%.
I'll say rated currently. I think right now not too many people talk about it anymore in my circle.
See, it's underrated because no one will play with me.
I said overrated, so we all, it's a pass. It's a, we're at a standstill, just like the other one.
Yeah.
Just like listeners blue.
We should pretend it doesn't.
Yeah, blue.
Blue.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out, we couldn't agree on blue and Smash Bros. The two fucking, the bipolars of the world, you know what I'm saying?
But we were all very clear on Dwayne The Rock Johnson, so.
Yeah.
That we're coming for him.
Yeah, get him out of Smash. I do have
Dwayne
one.
The Rock Johnson!
I did have one more, I'm curious.
He's
about.
Not in the game.
Yeah, I was about to say, that is all I got. If you guys have some, if you've thought of some things that need to be, you know, evaluated.
Judged. Yeah.
Capcom.
They're rated.
I feel like they're underrated.
I think currently I think they're rated because they've been, I don't know, they've been hitting out some bangers. Street Fighter VI, it has rollback. Everyone's been, I know that's a big fucking, like,
people
banger
really
for them.
Street Fighter VI.
I think Capcom needs to do more. They need to bring out some Mega Mans and stuff, but I think they're
true
getting some good love lately.
I would say rated because everybody who knows of, I feel like everybody who knows of Capcom is generally appreciative of it. And rightly so. So I feel like it's just like rated. Just
That's
the memories of Capcom, great.
Yeah.
Some of the new Capcom stuff, there could be more, but like, not bad.
It's I listened to Castle Super Beast, and I know over the years they talk about how it's like Capcom had this rise and then like the PS2 era real fucking decline, but then like ever since like PS4 era especially, it's been like just on the up and up essentially.
Some bangers, yeah.
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 I do have one more last one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. Sonic the Hedgehog
specifically
rated.
Like, the games, I'm gonna say every, like, games, movies, and shows, or so. I don't know if you guys want to break it down, I guess, too.
I think rated. I think everyone loves rated. It, like, appropriately, you know?
I think appropriately. Within the video game community, rated. Within pop culture itself, I still think underrated. I still think that, I don't know, I don't know, I could never, I feel like there should still be more, like, Sonic stuff. I love Sonic, and it's just like a lot of the weird branching things that they try to make with him end up being really weirdly good. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched the Sonic Boom cartoon.
I've seen the let's play of the
hilarious.
Game.
Oh wait, no, I haven't. I'm thinking of Sonic
XD. Definitely watch the Sonic Boom cartoon because it ended up being really funny, and it's just like,
I've seen memes of it.
I feel like the more they try to do with Sonic, the more they end up accidentally striking gold. And it's just
fair.
I could always use more.
I'm going to use my pass.
Nice.
Got to get it out there. Pass. Yeah.
I'll do one more just to like
wrap it all up.
Just to leave it off. Just to wrap it all up. So the last one I'm going to do, I think, is going to be Amazon. As a whole, and everything they provide, that includes Twitch, that includes their actual like products, that includes Amazon Prime.
I mean, if it's
over.
Like
Amazon
products,
Video,
I think rated, you know,
their TV shows.
It's a shitty company and it does shitty things to the world, but if we're specifically talking about the services, then it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess it's pretty rated.
I think for me it leans more towards the over, just barely.
I think for me it leans a little bit towards over because
I don't know. It's hard because I do actually genuinely enjoy a lot of the shows that they've made. A lot of the Amazon Prime or Amazon they, like produced,
The Boys
produced shows are shockingly great. So
Batman,
yeah, Batman, The Foy, oh, Batman, The Boys, Fallout. I really liked
Invincible.
Oh wait, was that Invincible?
Invincible. Oh, God, it's fine. Out of all of those, I've only seen the Batman and The Boys, the B Boys. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I see more I still Amazon need to Prime
catch up on Boys
stuff.
Over, under, or rated Australian breakdancers. Go.
Underrated.
I'll say under. Yeah, we got. You know what I'm mad actually.
We need more
is
of them.
That
I have do you a think that Ray Gun deserved more than 0 points at the Olympics?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I have a breaker friend that was saying that like there's and I'm like I agree. He's like we're so mad as breakers because it's not coming back to the Olympics now. It's like we had one chance. We've been waiting years. It gets fucked from this one performance. There's so many good ones that are getting like sidelined. So I guess you know, listeners
nobody's paying attention to.
Yeah, go listen. Go watch out. Go check out the other breakers.
It's interesting because like there's this whole thing with the fact that like the organization that got it into the Olympics is not a breakdancing organization. It's a ballroom dance competition organization. And they were just like, let's just try breakdance because it's new and it might actually get in because we can't get ballroom in. And so that's why a lot of the people who are representing different countries like weren't the best choices because the actual breakdancing community did not have any say in how this was set up.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. That sucks for them. Yeah. It's fun. It was it's a fun watch, even if it's funny.
I'm going to check real quick. Now that we're done, I just want to see what we voted the most, which was overrated, rated, or underrated.
Is it per person or like overall?
Quick peek. Overall.
Okay.
Honestly, we have a lot of underrated. We have a lot of, you know, things like baseball, co-op campaigns, Twilight Zone. Yeah. We do have a lot of underrated, but it is pretty even.
We're
reasonable. We're just a bunch of reasonable guys. We're very reasonable.
Hey, so I break your
Dong
legs,
Kong.
Yeah, it's Dong
Give
Kong.
Give me a fucking banana.
Oh yeah, Don Kong sitting with an ice cream cake in his hand. That'll be the fun one. So
nice.
All right. Do you guys want to do some pluggerinos?
Yeah, sure. Got me at Gibbledang at Instagram, Gmail. You know, I should be posting some new stuff that I've made. That's about it. What about you, Dala?
Yeah, you can find me at dadala.art on Instagram. And go check out, like I said, go check out some other breakers on the Olympics. Go see the good performances, too.
There you go. And then, you can find me at Gym Leader Nate. you can also, find us at No Dumb Idea on Spotify, Instagram, wherever you want to listen to podcasts.
YouTube.
And of course, if you want to send us questions, YouTube as well. If you want to send us any questions, inquiries, or even just tell us about your favorite little things that happen in our episodes, hit up our email. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Are you over or under on the podcast? Or is this rated?
On this podcast. Over, under, or rated. That's the real.
Yeah.
Email us. Send them in. Let us know if we've been fulfilling your expectations.
Speaking of expectations, we made it to the end of the episode. Woo!
Yeah!
All right, let's go do shout-outs.
I
want to
thank Don Kong.
Don Kong for sure.
I want to thank the left one. Yeah, left one.
The first one. A shout-out to gay Chinese Ian McKellen.
This one goes out to Jar Jar Martin.
Jar Jar Martin. God damn, that's true. A lot of
special guests.
A lot of different guys. Oh, shout out to the Beatles. Who do we got?
Ooh, Ringo.
Paul McCartney.
Ringo.
We got
Ringo.
John Lennon. We got George Harrison. We got a second. Yeah. George Harrison.
And of course, the last Beatle.
Yoko Ono.
Big eyes.
Fuck The Rock.
Perfect.
And then fuck Ringo Starr, I guess.
Yeah,
special guest, Fuck The Rock.
Maybe I'm out.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.